Lands of Evershade Buying Guide 2026, Standard vs. Special vs. Scout vs. Explorer. Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low, and the details matter. Buy Special if you want the best core box experience. Buy Scout if you want all playable adventures without paying to replace every standee with a miniature. Buy Explorer only when the miniatures are part of the reason you want Evershade. Standard is the smart budget and storage choice. Hero, Legend, and Divinum are collector branches, not required steps on a ladder. Lands of Evershade is now reaching tables, which changes this guide. We rebuilt it around official pledge contents, the released rules, a full three-adventure review, and early owner reports rather than campaign page promise alone. Prices below are campaign listings captured on July 13, 2026. Verify the live game found checkout, shipping, language, and fulfillment wave before paying. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Which Lands of Evershade pledge should you buy? The short version: choose Standard for the complete core game at the lowest cost, choose Special for the best feeling core box, choose Scout for the broadest gameplay bundle without buying every miniature replacement, choose Explorer for that same gameplay breadth plus the model packs and creature spectacle. The official campaign descriptions make the dividing line unusually clear. Standard is not a demo or cut-down rules set. It is the full core experience, but heroes and enemies use more standees and the save system is less luxurious. Special upgrades the hero presence and quality of life pieces. Scout bundles Special with all three adventures and companions. Explorer takes the gameplay complete route and adds the major miniature packs. Hero, Legend, and Divinum should sit beside this decision, not above it. Hero is a creature miniature fork. Legend is a luxury hosting bundle. Divinum is the maximal collection, reported by the campaign at roughly 32kg with split shipping. None is a prerequisite for a complete story. Puzzlewick default first core, Special. All gameplay, Scout. All gameplay plus miniatures, Explorer. Budget and shelf sanity, Standard. Prices are not landed costs. Campaign prices do not include every region's shipping, tax, or late pledge condition. Treat the live checkout total as the price. Special is the beautiful, sane answer. Scout is the answer for a group with a real campaign calendar. Explorer is for people who look at 45 creature sculpts and feel joy rather than storage anxiety. Do not ask which tier is highest. Ask whether you are buying core quality, more playable hours, or miniature replacement. Those are three different budgets. What changed now that players have the game? The strongest current evidence is encouraging, but more specific than the campaign pitch. Shelfside completed all three adventures and scored the game 8/10, praising its expressive character building, large world feeling, and several standout narrative moments. Their caveats matter. The first unbox and organization took roughly 2 hours, character creation added about another hour, the rule set needs a better glossary reference, and some later pacing and combat details felt less polished. Early owners echo the appeal of the character keyword system and the pleasure of building a party, while also treating setup, storage, and rules lookup as real parts of ownership. That makes Evershade a promising narrative RPG campaign for groups who enjoy inhabiting characters. It does not make it a frictionless dungeon crawler. The official rules call it a cooperative narrative campaign for 1 to 5 players, with adventures estimated at 12 to 18 hours, chapters around 3 to 6 hours, and acts around 1 to 3 hours. That modularity is important. You can finish an act on a weeknight and pause between adventures without pretending the whole campaign will live permanently on the table. Evidence label. Full review. The 8/10 assessment and setup observations come from a 2026 review completed after all three adventures, not a preview build. Evidence label. Official rules, player count, and time ranges come from the released rulebook. Your group's reading, discussion, and app pace will change them. This is no longer a speculative shrine. The right collector question is whether the played experience earns the object. The tutorial is the teacher. Let it reveal systems in order instead of front-loading a rulebook lecture. Is Lands of Evershade good solo, at 2, or with a full party? 2 players is the safest current recommendation. It preserves conversation and party identity, while limiting downtime and component traffic. Shelfside called 2 the sweet spot after finishing the campaign. Solo is supported, and early solo players are positive, but managing multiple characters and distributing items can feel less natural than a shared party. Three or four should create the richest role-playing table if everyone likes negotiation and can commit to longer sessions. Five is officially supported, but the physical map, combat cover, app attention, and turn discussion all become more crowded. Treat five as a social RPG choice, not an efficiency choice. For solo, start with standard or special and resist buying every adventure before the control load feels comfortable. For a reliable two-player household, Scout becomes easier to justify. For a four-player group with a proven campaign history, Explorer makes sense only if the models will be painted, displayed, or actively appreciated. Player count verdict: best evidence-backed fit, 2. Best role-playing party, 3-4 if the schedule is real. Solo, viable with more admin. 5. Supported but expect table and downtime pressure. The best player count is the count that returns. 2 committed people beat 5 names trapped in a scheduling thread. For 4 or 5, give the party a decision clock. Debate is delicious until every doorway becomes a committee hearing. Standard versus special versus scout versus explorer. What do you actually gain? Standard versus special. Special replaces the most visible austerity with hero miniatures, a hardcover handbook, acrylic markers, and better save tray convenience. Standard retains the complete core story and mechanics. Choose standard if money, storage, or setup anxiety is already talking to you. Choose special if a premium table is the emotional reason you backed an Awaken Realms game. Scout versus Explorer. Both are built for people who want the broader campaign. Scout combines the special core, all three adventure boxes, and companions. Explorer adds the character, creature, and follower model packs, plus its exclusive display piece. The gameplay argument points to Scout. The miniature hobby argument points to Explorer. Hero, Legend, and Divinum. Hero prioritizes creature models over adventure breadth. Legend mixes two adventures with premium props, sleeves, coins, dice, tray, and notebook. Divinum gathers nearly the entire campaign catalog and is explicitly a split shipment, roughly 32 kg proposition. These are taste bundles. Do not use them as evidence that lower tiers are incomplete. The clean comparison: compare standard with special for the core decision. Compare Scout with Explorer for the all gameplay versus all gameplay plus miniatures decision. Official pledge evidence: the campaign's own update describes Explorer as the full gameplay value plus miniatures, while Divinum adds deluxification and the widest catalogue. Scout is the spreadsheet winner for playable breadth. Explorer wins only when replacing standees with models has genuine value to you. Divinum can be rational as a collection and irrational as a game. Know which object you are buying, which Evershade add-ons are worth it. Rank the add-ons by what they change. Companions is the most interesting small gameplay addition because it adds party relationships and decisions. Adventure boxes are the highest value expansion only after your group knows it wants more Evershade. Buying all three in Scout is sensible for committed campaign tables and premature for an uncertain one. Creatures, the character model pack, and followers are visual conversions. They improve table theater and painting value, but the game already functions with standees. Board Game Geek and Reddit discussion around the current add-ons generally treats the little looter rottling as optional flavor, while Companions attracts more interest as meaningful content. The notebook, sleeves, coins, dice, and tray sit below gameplay additions. A notebook can genuinely improve continuity. Sleeve the cards your pledge actually contains. Buy coins and deluxe dice because touching them makes you happy, not because the rules need them. First, play the tutorial and one full act. Then, add companions if party texture appeals to you. Next, buy adventures for a group that asks for more. Last, buy models and luxury props for spectacle, painting, or collecting. Add on order: companions, adventures, miniature replacements, luxury props. Reverse that order only if painting and display are the hobby you actually want. Companions is the add-on with a heartbeat. The rest should wait until your group proves it wants another journey. 45 monsters are not free just because you already paid for them. They charge rent in shelf space and future painting guilt. How should you set up the first night? Budget the first evening honestly. A full reviewer reported about 2 hours to unbox and store the game and another hour for character creation. Your table may be faster, but the useful lesson is to separate host preparation from group play. One person should inspect components, test the app, read the tutorial setup, and prepare the first act before guests arrive. At the table, use the tutorial adventure as designed. It introduces rules gradually. Assign one person to the app and narration, one to tokens and enemy upkeep, and one to the campaign notes. Stop after an act if energy falls. The official adventure structure supports shorter 1 to 3 hour acts. Use that permission. Create a 1-page rules log. The most consistent current criticism is not that the game has no ideas, but that reference and glossary support can make lookup harder than it should be. Record page numbers and rulings your group has already solved. That little sheet may be more valuable than metal coins. Do not schedule setup as play if 4 people arrive expecting an adventure while 1 person is still sorting a giant pledge. The product gets blamed for a hosting problem you could prevent. Use the tutorial. The official setup guide explicitly uses the tutorial to introduce systems over time. Follow that sequence before inventing a faster teach. Do not promise a full chapter on night 1. Promise a clean tutorial, a character everyone likes, and a stopping point that leaves appetite. Teach the choice in front of the player. The rest of the handbook can wait until it becomes useful. What are the real ownership catches? The first catch is fulfillment status. As of May 2026, the Pledge Manager reopened while English Wave 1 fulfillment was underway. That means copies and impressions exist, but timing can still vary by region, language, wave, and late pledge inventory. Verify the current campaign update rather than treating an old article date as a delivery promise. The second catch is reference friction. The 2026 full review specifically criticized the missing glossary reference support and some combat cover oddities. Keep the handbook and a rules summary nearby, and expect the first adventure to include lookup pauses. The third catch is campaign reality. 1 adventure is estimated at 12 to 18 hours. 3 adventures plus extras is a substantial calendar, even before painting. Scout is value only if more story will be played. Explorer is value only if the miniature layer will be enjoyed. Divinum is value only if collecting, displaying, and owning the complete object are themselves part of the return. Current fulfillment, check the official May 2026 update, described English Wave 1 fulfillment, and the reopened Pledge Manager. Check the newest update before ordering. Who should skip or wait if your group dislikes app-assisted narrative, cannot leave or efficiently restore a campaign table, or already abandons campaign boxes after 2 sessions? The hidden price is not shipping alone. It is sorting, rules lookup, campaign scheduling, and the square footage occupied between acts. A grail earns its room by returning to the table. Design the storage path before the delivery towers arrive. Final verdict. Buy the version that removes your biggest regret by special when you want 1 premium Evershade core and may add more later. Buy Scout when a proven group wants every adventure and gameplay addition, but not a warehouse of replacement models. Buy Explorer when the model packs are part of your painting, display, and table experience. Buy Standard when budget, setup, and storage matter more than miniatures. Wait on Hero, Legend, and Divinum until you can name the exact non-gameplay pleasure they provide. Creature sculpts, luxury hosting pieces, and a complete collection can all be valid reasons. Fear of an incomplete game is not one of them. Our confidence is high on pledge contents and the core recommendation, medium on long-term campaign consensus, and still developing on edge case rules and balance. The game is newly in owner hands. This guide will be refreshed as more groups finish every adventure. The no fog answer most buyers, special. Best gameplay value, Scout. Best miniature all-in, Explorer. Best budget choice, Standard. Collect-only branches, Hero, Legend, Divinum. Special for the core spell. Scout for the long story, Explorer for the painted procession. Standard when restraint is what gets the game opened. Easy, darling. Choose the version that makes setup feel inviting. A campaign lives in the distance between wanting to play and being ready to begin. Final verdict. Special is the best premium core, Scout is the best gameplay value, Explorer is the miniature all-in, and Standard is the smart restrained buy. Lands of Evershade looks strongest as a character-driven campaign for 2 committed players or a reliable role-playing group. Its setup, reference friction, and calendar load are real. Buy the version that lowers the obstacle your group actually has, then make the second session easy to schedule. Frequently asked questions. Which Lands of Evershade pledge should most people buy? Special is the best premium core box choice for most buyers. It adds hero miniatures and meaningful quality of life upgrades without forcing you into every adventure or miniature pack. Is Scout the Lands of Evershade gameplay all-in? Scout is the cleanest content-first route. The special core, all 3 adventures and companions. Explorer adds the major miniature packs, so choose Explorer only when models and painting are part of the value for you. What is the difference between Standard and Special? Both contain the complete core game. Standard uses more standees and simpler save storage components. Special adds hero miniatures, a hardcover handbook, acrylic markers, and upgraded save system convenience. Is Explorer worth more than Scout? Explorer is worth it for painters, miniature collectors, and groups that want enemy models on the table. Scout is the stronger gameplay per dollar choice because it already includes the broader adventure content. What is the best player count for Lands of Evershade? 2 currently has the strongest full review recommendation because it preserves party discussion with less downtime and table congestion. 3 or 4 should suit role-playing groups. 5 is supported but likely slower and more crowded. Is Lands of Evershade good solo? Solo is officially supported and early owners report enjoying it, but managing multiple characters, items, and campaign admin is heavier than sharing a party. Start with Standard or Special unless you already know you love large solo campaigns. How long is a Lands of Evershade adventure? The official rules estimate an adventure at roughly 12 to 18 hours, divided into 3 to 6 hour chapters and 1 to 3 hour acts. Those acts make practical stopping points. Which Evershade add-on should I buy first? Companions is the first gameplay add-on to consider. Adventure boxes come next for a group asking for more. Creature and character models are visual upgrades, while coins, dice, trays, and sleeves are luxury or convenience purchases. Has Lands of Evershade been released? Copies are reaching backers and full campaign reviews and owner reports now exist. The official May 2026 update described English Wave 1 fulfillment and a reopened pledge manager. Region, language, and late pledge timing can still vary. What is the biggest problem with Lands of Evershade? Current reviewers most consistently flag setup and organization time, weak glossary reference support, and some combat or late adventure roughness. None erases the narrative strengths, but all should affect how you host the first sessions. Should I buy Hero, Legend, or Divinum? Only for a specific collector preference. Hero prioritizes creature miniatures, Legend mixes adventures with luxury table props, and Divinum is the maximal collection. They are not required steps toward a complete game. Who should skip Lands of Evershade? Skip or wait if your group dislikes app-assisted narrative, cannot sustain a multi-session campaign, wants low setup weeknight tactics, or feels stressed by storage and rules lookup.